welcome. And thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 11th of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is Ruth chapter 4, verses 9 to 17. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from his hometown. Today you are witnesses." Then the elders and all the people at the gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Today's article, titled "God is More Than Enough," was written by Mike Whitmer. Ellen was on a tight budget, so she was glad to receive a Christmas bonus. That would have been enough, but when she deposited the money, she received another surprise. The bank clerk said that as a Christmas present, the bank had deposited her January mortgage payment into her account. Now she and Trey could pay other bills and bless someone else with a Christmas surprise. God has a way of blessing us beyond what we expect. Naomi was bitter and broken by the death of her husband and sons. Her desperate situation was rescued by Boaz, a relative who married her daughter-in-law Ruth, and provided a home for her and Naomi. That might have been all Naomi could hope for. But then God blessed Ruth and Boaz with a son. Now Naomi had a grandson to renew her life and sustain her in her old age. That would have been enough. As the women of Bethlehem put it, "Naomi has a son." Then little Obed grew and became the father of Jesse, the father of David. Naomi's family belonged to Israel's royal line, the most important dynasty in history. That would have been enough. David, however, became the ancestor of Jesus. If we believe in Christ, we're in a similar position to Naomi. We had nothing until he redeemed us. Now we're fully accepted by our Father, who blesses us to bless others. That's so much more than enough. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you're more than enough for me. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Mike. and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.